B-Pod Studios.
I know you've been waiting for this for the past week. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, let's do this. The Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. So let's join Mr. Everything right here on this program this morning. Here he is, Bob Ryan. Good morning, Mr. Everything.
Good morning.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Manny Machado of sports writer is on the air with us here this morning. So, that's
hey,
a lot of money, huh, Bob?
Yeah,
unbelievable. Well, there's so many things we got. Could we start with the Bruins trade?
So we traded Ryan Donato, favorite Scituate Mass, Harvard, for Charlie Coyle with the Wild, big 6'3", 220-pound winger who went to BU. What do you think of this deal, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not qualified to judge the real technical merits of it because, I mean, I'd be pretentious to say that I know much about Charlie Coyle other than he's local, and I remember the name from BU, and he probably lived 5 miles from my house.
Yeah.
But and they know that there's been speculation all year, worries all year about the second-line scoring. And we know that last year that and I expected that Don Sweeney would make a move. I didn't know how much of a marquee move it would be, as he did last year when he got Rick Nash. So we knew something was going to happen. I feel not bad, you know, but I mean, it's bittersweet about Donato. I hope it's a good starting point for Donato, but I thought the idea of a son of a Bruin from Harvard, the whole idea that he was actually still going to school last year when he was playing for the Bruins was a charming story, but it didn't click this year. He just didn't, you know, obviously they sent him down to Providence twice. It wasn't working for some reason, although you don't give up on somebody that young in general terms as a rule, so... I guess he's valued by the rest of the league, and I wish him well. That's the only thing about this. I was hoping that I thought it would be so cool if he became a star with the Bruins.
Okay, could we move to the Celtics now? And Kyrie, I never saw a microphone or camera I didn't love Irving.
What did I tell you?
I know, man. If the guy could just keep his mouth shut,
I might be able to like him. Person, obviously, we love guys to talk. But
speak for yourself.
Yeah, we love guys to talk. I mean, you beg guys to talk. You always lament when they don't talk. But from a team point of view, they wish you were mute. You know.
Yep.
I mean, this is not good. I'm naming names. I mean, naming Terry Rozier specifically, who is his understudy, if you will.
Yeah, let me throw you under the bus.
He is. You know, I shouldn't say this, but, you know, you pay me the big money. I got to deliver the goods,
right? I got
you, right?
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if he's worth the trouble.
I understand.
No, he's not. No.
I
think he is.
You know, his market value would be enormous, and Rozier's good. They went a long way with Rozier. I don't know. I'm really getting slightly ambivalent about Mr. Irving. I know.
Okay. You know what? I mean, Bob, it's so – you can't get a superstar without –
baggage.
You know, baggage, or just that's what comes with the star, isn't it?
I mean, think if I can contradict you off the top of my head, okay?
Yes, you could.
And I'm stumbling.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I'll think of somebody, you know, 5 minutes after we're done.
I'm not talking Bob Cousy.
Okay, you know, you could go like back in the day and find, but, you know, currently, because it's the NBA is a soap opera.
The one problem is social media. Is, you know, so much a unavoidable part of all their, you know, i.e. the new players' lives. I mean, and that's part of the things that drive a lot of these things.
Okay. Hey, Bob, we got within one game of going to the NBA Finals last year. Can this team currently, can they do the same thing?
They can. The thing is, the opposition is deeper. You have more teams to worry about. Last year it was Toronto. They were, you know, they just Philadelphia. Huh. Well, Philadelphia's better now, even though we know they beat them. We beat them last week.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is for real. Tonight's an important game as a measuring stick for let's see how good our guys are when they go on the road to Milwaukee, who have had the best record in the conference. Toronto is very much for real with Kawhi Leonard. So. But we have seen them play well and show us what they're capable of. We have seen it, and it's there, but it's not. It hasn't been there consistently.
Okay.
The word is consistency and putting the things pieces together. I think Gordon Hayward is starting to round to become the player that, you know, we know he can be and was before his injury. And so there's 24 regular season games left, and that is plenty of time to to, you know, fix your cure your ills, if you will. So, yes, there is time, and I'm going to be optimistic about it. You know, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Bob, left turn here. What's your Oscar prediction for Best Picture?
I didn't see them all this year as I did last year, but I can tell you the one that I walked out of the movie theater feeling the best about, and that was Green Book.
Really?
I know it's coming under fire, I think, unfairly, frankly. Yep. I think it's unfair.
We were having that discussion this morning, and I agree with you, Bob.
But If Beale Street Could Talk is another one. Elaine just said, reminded me, like that a whole lot, too. But I mean, but for me, the one I walked out of the theater saying, oh, boy, that's why I want, you know, go. I felt better walking out than I did going in, and that was Green Book.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. And one other thing. Now, LBF says that there's only room for one Beckham in this town, and that's her. But
that's
what do you think about? Do you think there's any possibility about this little rumor about Odell Beckham Jr.?
Belichick's eye for talent and the fact that he will take on anything, and that I give you Randy Moss 11 years ago, 12 years ago, that and look how that worked out. Don't dismiss it. It's not likely, but it is not impossible.
There you go. There's Mr. Everything. Your Bob Ryan report. Fine job. Bob Ryan brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank.
Hey, happy birthday, Bob, by the way.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you can tell you're in Quebec.
Oh, merci.
Très bien, Bob.
Au revoir, mes amis. Au revoir.
Hey, listen, by the way, you got any shameless plugs for us?
Yeah, actually, my shameless plug will be pick up the paper Sunday. Or at least go online. Bob Ryan has written a column I want you to read.
Oh, all right. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week, okay?